Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for tuning in. This indeed is the one talk show in America you must tune into every day. We help you make better money moves right here on the Ray Lucia program. Glad to have you on board, Big Shoe. Scheduled for today, Lynn Rowe will be joining us. Lynn, the certified financial planner, got a lot to chat with her about. Also, Jim Stewart is in the house. You know, I was reading this the other day, Jim, and I don't know if we'll have time to discuss this today, but I got thinking about Donald Trump. All right. I mean, he's in a little bit of hot water, as everybody knows, and he's got this massive agenda, which has got a lot of people really, really excited. But, you know, the debt hawks are pretty much saying, how in the world is he going to pay for all this stuff? Especially when you look at what GDP growth is at least forecasted to be next year. Of course, now that's before, you know, $2 or $3 trillion gets repatriated in a jumbo tax cut, et cetera, et cetera. So those numbers, I guess, are in the state of flux.
So when have they ever worried about debt before?
Well, that's a really, really good point, especially since it's gone, you know, it's ballooned to $20 trillion, about $8 trillion in the last 8 years. But I got thinking about Donald Trump. One of his promises was he's not going to mess with entitlements, Social Security and Medicare. Now, I ain't no genius when it comes to this stuff, but I don't see how you get there from here unless you can grow the economy at 4 or 5%, which is really not likely, as I'll cover later on in the program. But I think he will grow the economy significantly more than what we've seen in the recent past. But I did some homework on this whole concept. What would happen to Social Security if you invested some of the money not in U.S. government bonds that, as everybody knows, pays next to nothing, but some of it in the stock market? And of course, people would say, well, it would distort the markets and all that stuff. Well, I went online, and there's actually some research that was done by Gary Bertless, Angie Chen, Wenlang Hu, and Alicia Munell, and Anthony Webb.
Know him well.
You know Anthony Webb well? That wasn't the guy on Hawaii 5-0, was it? That was Jack Webb or something.
I know who's on first.
Anyway, we may get a chance to talk about that. But we start today with the biggest surprises in retirement, something I do want to visit with Lynn about when she's here in a few minutes. But the Wall Street Journal asked their readers to tell them about the things that retirees didn't anticipate when they stopped working. And they really had a lot to say about that. So for those of you that are already retired, you'll have your own input and your own comments as you're driving around or listening on the radio or watching us on television. Those that are in pre-retirement stages, such as myself and Jim Stewart, we're not that far away from it, might have a different opinion. And those that are younger might even have a different opinion. But all of us, many of us, read publications such as the Wall Street Journal. So they asked their readers to tell them what has surprised them the most in retirement. What did the experts neglect to mention? And what would you, the readers, tell would-be retirees to watch out for? So allow me to shift gears here. Glenn Rufnot wrote about this. Many readers, they said, told them they were surprised that their savings are actually holding up just fine. And we have discussed this before. You know, all of the fear-mongering that we have done in the financial services business, telling you you're going to eat dog food, yes, I'm guilty of that, telling you you're going to run out of money and your health care costs are going to, you know, cause you to go bankrupt and all that stuff. Well, at least as of today, these readers are doing just fine. Now you'd think that these are Wall Street Journal readers. Maybe they're a little more flush than others. But that's, they're saying their money is doing fine. Although several said that household expenses and Medicare premiums in particular have been steeper than they had anticipated. Well, we have covered that because it's not only Medicare premiums, but long-term care premiums and or long-term care expenses are way more than most people would ever anticipate. But the general expenditures, as we have reported dozens of times, not as nasty as so many of us think, because as I mentioned last week, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and the years, last 20, inflation affects retirees differently. Some expenses like healthcare through the ceiling, but most other expenses decline. And when you shake them all up in a shaker, the declines outweigh the increases. And so you pretty much flatline on expenses, or there's that retirement smile down, flattens out, and then it starts to go up. But it doesn't ever, until you're like mid-90s, cross over the real line number, the real inflation line number. Anyway, the next one was relationships. Conventional wisdom holds, they go on, that making friends in later life is difficult. But numerous retirees told the WSJ the conventional wisdom is simply wrong. They also told Wall Street Journal, however, that they miss being part of a team at work a lot more than they imagine. This one scares me a little bit because I am not, as much as you might think that I am, the social butterfly in the family. We would do nothing if it weren't for my wife. Other than me grabbing my guitar and going and playing a gig, which I love to do, and in retirement I plan on, you know, doing more, because if Chuck Berry can keep doing it until he's like 90 years old before he dies, then I can keep playing Johnny B. Good, not as well as him. And I can't do that duck walk across the stage like him.
Forget about it.
Yeah, but you know what? When you got bum wheels like I do, that's a dangerous proposition. What a genius. What a genius he was. In either event, the biggest surprise, they said, has been mortality. Obviously, you get married, you live with this person for 30, 40 years, at least that's what Jeannie and I have done, 44 years it will be coming up in another couple of months, and then you retire expecting to travel and do cool stuff because you've sacrificed all of your life, and then the person dies, and now you're lost. So I guess when you visit with people like Lynn Rowe, You need to address that. It's not a fun thing to talk about. But what are you going to do? And clearly, is there an adequate amount of money in the bank to do things like travel and meet new people and keep yourself occupied? I have watched my father atrophy since my mother died 6 years ago because they were joined at the hip. I mean, they did everything together, and he has really no interests other than still drawing football plays from back in the days when he was a football coach. It's very, very sad to watch, and as much as we try to get him off the couch, it's really, really, really hard, and unless you've experienced it, you probably don't appreciate it nearly as much as people that have. Anyway, so mortality is one of the things that you have to face. Those surprises, and of course, who anticipates their spouse dying a year in, 2 years, 5 years, or even 10 years into retirement? But they did say the biggest and best surprise in retirement was when they took risks. And that bothered me because I thought they were talking about investment risk and so forth. But that's not what they were alluding to. Here's what they said. Trying or learning something new and risking your time and energy and perhaps your pride in the process just might change their life. And I got a kick out of it because they interviewed this one lady by the name of Patricia, who's like 69 years old. And she picked up the guitar. She taught herself how to play the guitar. She grew up in England listening to none other than the Beatles and the Kinks and the Rolling Stones. I mean, no wonder she's haunted. She's haunted the same way I am, by the British invasion. And so now she's performing in a four-piece band at 69. See, and that's me. I'll be doing a gig this weekend down on the harbor for peanuts. I mean, we used to get paid pretty well to do this, but you don't get paid squat anymore. Anyway, when we come back from the break, I want to go through the baby boomer attitudes and run these by Miss Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. And the sneak preview is the obvious one. Health and money top the major concerns of baby boomers as they approach retirement. We'll see what Lynn Rowe has to say about that and how you might be able to benefit by her sage advice. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to chat with Lynn. 844-729-7469. The program, all about your money, your business, and your life. Emails also open for business, raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com, to simply click on the Ask Ray button. Back in a flash.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off Pain Patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605.
Biz Talk Radio.
You guys get a recording of me playing last weekend? Sounds a little bit like me. That's a rollover Beethoven, Chuck Berry. Yeah, the Beatles did a great version of that, too. Welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Program. Lynn Rowe and I have been debating spending in retirement. Hello, Lynn. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
We got the gray going today, right?
Yeah, well, we coordinated, just like you said we would. Boomer attitudes. I want to run these by you. The Wall Street Journal, you may have heard, did this reader survey about, you know, the biggest surprises and attitudes. And so they put together this chart of boomer attitudes. And you, as someone that's kept your finger on the pulse of retirement and retirees and retiree spending and so forth, I'd like your comments. What keeps you up at night? I'll ask you that first. What keeps you up at night?
Different things than many folks, I would say. But let's just talk about what I have heard from clients.
Family show, remember that.
Yeah, I know that. One of the things is running out of money. I hear this from, for example, single women. I hear it from couples. They're concerned about running out of money.
Financial concerns, number one on the list, 48%.
Yeah.
What else keeps you up at night?
What if I get sick?
Number two on the list, physical health challenges, 42%.
Hey, I wrote this thing.
Anything else?
What if a close family member gets sick and I have to help?
Okay, well, that's still in the physical health challenges.
Okay.
Relationship issues, 21%, and work worries, 15%. Hmm. Very interesting. They go on with the biggest financial concern, you might guess, paying for basic needs, 36%.
Mm-hmm.
Saving enough for retirement. Again, this is a boomer attitude survey. Having enough money for emergencies, 19%.
Mm-hmm.
Paying for health care expenses, 12%. And extras, 3%. Now, you and I were debating this whole subject of costs.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Wall Street Journal article that I was quoting from basically said, well, you know, the costs aren't really going up as much as these retirees had anticipated. And you astutely said, well, maybe those retirees hadn't had to face any of the, you know, health care costs, long-term care costs, because those usually happen within 2 or 3 or 4 years of death.
Right. Well, okay. I can tell you case study after case study that I've done with clients where people lived longer than they thought. They were ill sooner than they thought. It cost more than they thought. And the kids were biting their nails about what they were going to do to help mom and dad.
Well, I think that's an astute observation.
Yeah.
And even if it's not reality for 10%, 20%, it's a reality for somebody out there that's watching or listening.
A large percentage. I mean, otherwise, why would 70% of the people in skilled nursing today be on welfare, Ray? Why would that be?
Okay, let's move on to the next boomer attitude. Most important challenge over the next 5 years for a baby boomer. What do you think number one is?
The next 5 years for the baby boomers. Gosh. I'm going to plead I don't know on that one.
No, but you do know because it's health.
Of course it's health.
For the baby boomers,
that's a given.
41% of them, and it goes way down from there. Discovering and rediscovering purpose in life. Of course, Those are us, baby boomers, right? You know, a lot of them smoke too much weed, but I want to rediscover my purpose in life, which I guess is important. But it dropped from 41% health to 9% discovering or rediscovering your purpose in life to 8% kids. Now, I can tell you in my case, kids and grandkids are way up on the list.
Yep.
Work, 8%, home, 7%, romantic relationships.
Yes.
7%. And something else, whatever that could be, 13%. But what dominates the greatest challenge for baby boomers is health.
Okay.
Now, here's my question to you.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it then that so many baby boomers don't want to talk to you? I mean, I'm saying not just you, but don't want to talk to a financial advisor about providing for these health concerns. If that really is bothering you.
Seatbelt theory.
Seatbelt theory.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to get in an accident. Why do I need to buckle up?
Oh, I get it. Makes sense.
Yep.
Well, because it's the law.
Yeah, well, it's not the law that you get some sort of protection in the event that you need health care, extended health care, I should say, and some sort of help with activities of daily living. There's no law that says you have to do that. And so you can stick your head in the sand. You can say la, 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 and pretend that you don't really have a problem with it going forward, but the reality is you do have a problem going forward.
Now, one of the things that I mentioned before you got here was the fact that so many people, the biggest surprise was mortality, the fact that they lost a loved one in retirement, whether it's a year, 10 years, or even 20 years later.
Yes.
But that was one of the big shockers. We all know it's going to happen.
It's always too soon.
You just hope it's you before your spouse.
Yeah, I mean, it's always too soon. I've heard that from surviving spouses many times. It was too soon. We didn't have enough time together. We didn't have enough time to do all the things that we talked about doing. And so now you've got somebody who's frozen in time with no real direction as to what to do. And maybe he or she, the one who passed, was the person that handled all the financial things, handled all the healthcare things, and they're just flat out like deer in the headlights.
Yeah, you know, I've talked about this before. It seems to me that individuals postpone doing a lot of fun things for when they're ultimately retired.
Yeah.
Instead of potentially doing a lot more fun things even before they retire and working longer to make up for it or sacrificing something later on, maybe you downsize, maybe you do a reverse mortgage. But would your advice be, as a certified financial planner, because I know what my advice would be, is to do the math and put realistic numbers in there, and to the extent that, you know, you haven't gone on that trip to Europe that you guys have been planning, or Hawaii, or whatever the case may be, that you do it while you're still healthy, because you never know how long it will be before one loses their health?
Here's the thing I advise all couples to do and all individuals to do. If you're clear thinking now, you've got good advice, the best advice you're going to get is from each other, because you're going to look each other in the eye and say, okay, if we're one of us gets sick, we need to take this into account, or if one of us survives the other and they get sick, we need to take this into account. Do the planning now while you've got clear thinking. And then, as Ray says, when it comes to doing those fun things, do it now.
All right. We'll take a quick break, come back, and visit with you. I want to ask you about Donald Trump and entitlements, and read from the Social Security, from the, I think it was the Employee Benefit, this Gary Buttress, Ann Ching, and a whole bunch of other people abstract. Because I found it very, very, very interesting that something that we talked about once upon a time that's been so taboo lately, they're basically saying that, well, you know what? If you did allocate some of that, quote, Social Security trust money into the stock market, you could reduce the costs and it wouldn't really disrupt the markets. We'll talk about that and finish discussing these big surprises for baby boomers and why careful planning pays off. And we do that with a planner, a certified financial planner, Lynn Rowe, CFP. Take a quickie here. We'll come back and visit with you all, 844-RAY-SHOW. If you want to chat about any and all of the topics we're discussing, or simply email me at raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Remember, there's no H in Lucia. Why? Because we got the H out of there. That's why. Back in a flash. Stick around, folks.
Gone like a coup.
Attention homeowners, if you're buying a new home or refinancing your present one and you haven't locked in a low, low rate from Guaranteed Rate, don't miss out. Visit rate.com today. While the Fed recently decided not to increase interest rates, that isn't likely to last. They have 3 interest rate increases penciled in for 2017. So if you want to potentially save thousands of dollars, visit rate.com and lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate today. Type RATE.com directly into your address bar to find and lock in a perfect loan for you at a low, low rate. You may be surprised by just how much money you could save. Don't wait for the Fed to raise rates. Go to rate.com now to lock in your low, low rate with Guaranteed Rate. Don't wait. Go to rate.com today. Terms and conditions apply. Not all applicants will be approved for financing. Call 1-888-672-1234 for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. NMLS ID 2611.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, we've got everybody in this entire studio on Super Beats right now. And Lynn Rowe, in fact, did you go to, it's 800raybeats.com to order your last batch of Super Beats?
Where else would I go, Ray?
Because what's really cool about that is you get like a month free. Hey, you've been taking the Super Beats, though, for quite a while now.
Super Beats are my best friend.
I've been taking them now for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And I'm like Donald Trump, man. I sleep like 4 hours, and I'm ready to roll. I don't know if Super Beats has been doing that, but I feel significantly better.
Good.
And I don't, and it's the only thing that's changed in my diet because I still had taquitos last night with guacamole. I know, you eat bok choy. And either event, my wife talked me into it because she was jonesing for taquitos. Anyway, let me get to the point here. If you guys have read any of the clinical studies on Super Beats, you would know that in 1998, there was a Nobel Prize in Medicine that was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide's effect on the body. Well, guess what you get when you take beets, especially in the concentrated form like right here in my hot little hands, Super Beats. You get nitric oxide. It's really fantastic. So here's my challenge, and you can try it. And if you try it for 90 days and you don't like it, well, they just don't renew. But call or go to raybeats.com. If you go to raybeats.com, you get a 30-day supply for free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. I love that. You're not allowed to say the word guarantee unless you're talking about Super Beats, right?
That's, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you're going to get a free book. I have it right here, Beat the Odds. Harness the power of beets to radically transform your health. You know, Lynn, we were just talking about mm-hmm. health being such an important component mm-hmm. in retirement. Well, maybe if, pre-retirees and retirees do what the pro athletes do and so forth, they take Super Beats. You can call them at 800-201-7450, 800-201-7450, or raybeets.com, Ray, B-E-E. TS.com. And look at Lynn Rowe. She takes them and look at her. She's buzzing around like the Energizer bunny. You actually enjoy that. I have difficulty with a lot of the different flavors, but mm-hmm. they put me on the black cherry one mm-hmm. and it's fine.
Good.
It's fine. Yeah, put it on some ice cream and I'm in good shape.
Oh, geez.
All right. We're going to get back to this survey in just a minute, but Donald Trump said during, when he was a candidate, mm-hmm. that he wasn't going to mess with Social Security or Medicare. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not a mathematician, but I know that dog doesn't hunt unless you can grow this economy significantly more or cut expenses significantly more than I think is humanly possible. But I don't want to debate the politics of it. Mm-hmm. But in my research over this past weekend, I read, how would investing in equities have affected the Social Security Trust Fund? Now, you remember back in the Bush days,
right.
There was this movement toward taking some of the Social Security money,
right.
And everybody had fit conniptions on both sides because it was the safety net and all that stuff. And granted, that was right about the time the market collapsed and we had the big recession. And in 2008, a lot of people said, no, bad idea. But still, even so, when you look at what has transpired over very long time horizons, and let's face it, Social Security and Medicare is a pretty, pretty long time horizon for some people, it would only make sense. The stock market has averaged mm-hmm. about 10%.
Right.
Bonds have averaged less than half of that. Now we're in a rising interest rate environment where bonds are not likely to do nearly as well as many would hope. And mm-hmm. certainly not as well as they've done over the last 30 years in the declining rate environment. What's wrong with this?
There's nothing wrong with it, frankly. I think that if you look at a portfolio that's created for both short and long-term needs, you're going to see a combination of things. You're going to see assets that have less volatility, more safety inherently. You're going to see assets that are long-term that are geared toward growth. Why not do that with your Social Security? And especially younger people, I mean, my gosh, they would have just been really sitting fine because as they contributed and it went into the market, think where they'd be today.
Here's what the study found. It was a paper that was done. Both prospective and retrospective analysis suggest that investing a portion of the Social Security Trust Fund in equities would have improved its finances. Little evidence exists that trust fund equity investments would disrupt the stock market, which was one of the concerns. Next, accounting for returns on a risk-adjusted basis would not show any upfront gains from equity investment, but gains would become evident over time if higher returns were realized. Well, I mean, if you think about that one, there's been a couple of times in history where bonds outperformed stocks, but not by much and not for a long extended period of time.
Well, here's the rub, Ray. A lot of people were very concerned about the government deciding to put some of the money in the stock market and being the managers of that money. That's where the rub was. And if indeed we were given the option of doing that and we selected our own investments, what's wrong with that picture?
Yeah, well, I don't think they got into that specifically. That's
I heard those arguments.
Oh, no, those are legitimate arguments.
Yeah.
They're just saying if all you did was take a percentage of the Social Security Trust Fund and invested it in, say, the S&P 500. I don't know what index they used. Mm-hmm. But here's what they found, and this is what I want you to communicate to your pal Donald Trump, okay? Because I know you have an inside track with him.
Yeah.
Here's what they said in this paper. Investing a portion of trust fund assets in equities would likely reduce the need for higher payroll taxes. Now, if that's not a compelling argument for Congress to at least take this up in a situation where it's almost a guarantee that taxes will have to be increased or benefits will have to be cut. At the 50th percentile of outcomes, equity investing has the potential to maintain a healthy trust fund ratio through the 75-year period. So you want to solve this problem almost to the next century? Do it. And the experience with the Thrift Savings Plan provides a roadmap for separating the government from actual investment decisions, the TSP.
The TSP has done very, very well for many people
at
over the years.
Extremely low cost.
And they even expanded it. You used to have that government fund, and then you had that C fund, which was the common stock fund. Now they've got other options.
Yeah, there's a whole
small
asset allocation.
Small cap and international and all that sort of thing.
All right, so so now we've given our advice to Donald Trump, and
I guess
you have an inside
track. I'm sure he was listening.
So you make sure that you share it with him or Ivanka or somebody that can actually get to
him.
Got
it. I'll tweet tonight.
In the meantime, I found this to be very compelling. Why are you not invested in foreign stocks and why you should be? So I'd like your comments on this. This was written by Dan Crimmins, who is the co-founder of Crimmins Wealth Management in New Jersey. But here's what he said, and this I think is fascinating. To see how familiar many of these international companies are, he said, let's take a look at the day in the life, a day in the life of a fictitious couple here in the United States to see the daily interactions that are possible with products sold by publicly traded international companies. And he goes on, he says, John and Mary awakened by their Panasonic clock radio. Of course, it's a Japanese company. Turn on their Sony television, another Japanese company. As they dress, John gets into his Hugo Boss suit, German luxury fashion, as Mary puts on her Dior, which is a French company my wife knows very well, dress. They sit for breakfast while enjoying Nescafe coffee and Nestle water from Nestle's, a Swiss company. John takes his prescription meds manufactured by Novartis, a Swiss multinational. They head out the door. John jumps in his Volkswagen while Mary gets in her Toyota, which has Michelin tires. I mean, this goes on and on.
Sure.
And so many people, including Jack Bogle, has said, oh, I wouldn't invest internationally, but we all are anyway.
Yes.
Because Mary's saving for a BMW, stops at the gas station, the Shell station, which is Royal Dutch Shell, puts on the Ray-Ban sunglasses, which is an Italian company, and goes to the Toronto Dominion Bank, the largest bank in Canada, comes home from work, has a Bud Light, which is now owned by a Belgium company. That's John. Mary has some Stag's Leap, Cabernet Sauvignon, Napa Valley, but owned by an Australian Treasury wine estate. And they talk about flying to Europe on Swiss Air, on an Airbus. I mean, it goes on and on. Can you stick around for the email segment?
That's great.
Because I want to ask you about this. Unfortunately, I ran out of time for this segment. Lynn Rowe will be sticking around. We'll do some emails together. Don't go away. The Ray Show continues. I want your comments on that because I know that you feel as passionately as I do about diversification, both internationally and domestically. We'll be back.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now. Get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get
40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
All right, Lynn Rowe is still with me. Okay, what was the one record that made Chuck Berry famous? His first record?
Lucille.
No.
No.
That was, what's his name? B.B. King.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Yes.
But there was also, let's see. I'm trying to think. Was it Maybelline, guys? I think it was Maybelline.
And it was a woman's first name, okay?
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Lynn Rowe, certified financial planner. If you guys want a real financial advisor who can coach you through all these post-retirement health care issues, talk to you about the surprises. She's worked with retirees for, well, I've known you for 20-some-odd years. And I know that she can do the gig. Get a hold of Lynn at IWantMyLTC.net. IWantMyLTC.net. Or you can call her at 877-270-3127. You've probably seen every cotton picking surprise there is out there.
Oh, my.
You want to do an email with me?
Sure.
Let me see if I can find one that's interesting for you. Okay, Alice.
Okay.
Alice asks this question. I want to diversify into bonds. How do I do this in a rising interest rate environment? I've probably gotten this question in the last 2 weeks, 4, 5, 6 times. I don't do them all because they all sound the same. But I have some thoughts on this, but let me toss to you. Well, let me take my first stab at it. Alice, first off, there's nothing wrong with diversifying into bonds, but you should also be diversifying into other alternative strategies that will respond well in a rising interest rate environment. Those could be certain bond strategies, such as floating rate funds, high yield, etc., that tend to do better as the economy does better than, say, government bonds or high-quality corporate bonds. See, it's not always going for the highest of quality. Now, you've got to temper your risk and make sure you have a long enough time horizon. But, Lynn, from my perspective, I love some of the annuity contracts that you know more about than I do, because you get bond-like returns and potentially more.
Yes.
With zero downside risk.
Well, Ray, and what we don't know about Alice is her goal. Is this for income, Alice? Is this for part of your long-term portfolio? I mean, where does this fit into your goals? So we need to get back to what's the goal here. If our goal is to generate income, then yes, having annuities makes enormous sense because you cannot outlive the income. You cannot outlive the income, which is a big fear for many women because we are living longer than we ever intended. And so we're looking at that whole thing and saying, oh gosh, what if I run out of money before I run out of time? I mean, it's an old adage. But all that to say, the annuities are part of it. As Ray said, some of the other things are part of it. Having, for example, a short-term index annuity where you've got zero downside risk, but you've got potential of some participation in the market or like the market, like a S&P 500 index. Or having the bonds that Ray was talking about, the inflation-adjusted bonds, the bonds that are not so lowly rated that they're 0.00 pitiful rates of return, but a combination of all of those things structured around what? Your goal. What is the goal here?
Very good. Thank you very much for that. You know, it is interesting to get people to think outside the so-called nine dots or mm-hmm. outside the box mm-hmm. when it comes to investing, because we've been conditioned by Wall Street to think stocks, bonds, and cash. And only recently has Wall Street introduced other alternative strategies. But insurance products are way off the radar. Mm-hmm. They just don't mm-hmm. like them for whatever reason. I guess it has something to do with the fact that they have a hard time charging ongoing fees to get them.
Well, and the other thing, Ray, is that many times the advice that people get from an advisor or from an article or something like that, many times that advice is geared toward asset accumulation. You may not be at that point in your life. You may be at asset decumulation where you're actually taking the money out. Different strategy, different needs, different asset structure.
Spoken like a true retirement specialist, Lynn Rowe. Lynn, thank you. I want my LTC.net for Lynn Rowe. Ben asks this question. I just calculated that I turned 70 and a half last year and didn't take my RMD, my required minimum distribution. What do I do now? Okay, Ben, well, you're in luck. You're in luck because if you turned age 70 and a half last year, the good news is you get a couple of months stay of execution here. And the fact of the matter is you have until April 1 of 2017 to get that required minimum distribution put, you know, taken out, I should say, of your retirement account. Now, am I correct, Jim, and assuming that that falls on a Sunday?
Yes, it does. So March 31st.
Yeah, so and this is kind of tricky because if you wait and you wait and you wait and the April 1st falls on a Sunday, you better get the money out on Friday. All right, capiche? Very, very important because if you miss it by a day, the penalty is 50%. 50%. Now, the other thing you need to know, there was good news and there's bad news. The bad news is you still will have to take a required minimum distribution for 2017. The April 1 distributions for 2016 because you had to take it. They just gave you that stay. Now by December 31, you'll have to take a second one, so you have to pay tax on two distributions, but you can avoid the 50% penalty. Did I miss anything?
No. As a financial advisor, my other piece of advice is don't wait to the last second because your financial advisor can only do so much. They can't push the check out the door. You've got to give them time to maybe sell the assets, set up the check distribution, get the check out the door by that deadline. So give them a couple weeks minimum. And then the other thing is, if you want to make life simple, you could take both distributions at the same time.
You could indeed. Lynn Rowe, I want my LTC.net. That was fun having you around for email segment. I might do that again.
That'd be fun.
All right. There was no cash trading hands for that email segment.
Only Super Beats.
Super Beats is good. I'll give you a canister, one of my canisters. How's that?
Okay, then.
All right. Lynn Rowe, thank you. Hey, folks, if you want to email me, please do so. Go to raylucia.com, RayLucia.com. That's Ray Lucia without the H. Because why?
We got the H out.
We got the H out of here. Now go out and make it a great, great day. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.